Adam, I always enjoy talking about the growth and development in downtown Oklahoma City, and there's a pair of issues your reporter Brian Bruce followed this week. The first involves a site that's certainly close to your newspaper's heart, and that's the Journal Record building on Robinson between Northwest 5th and 6th Streets. There's a proposal to redevelop the building and build a parking garage. Give me some of the details of this project.
Right. That's not the building that we are in now. It's a building that was heavily damaged during the Oklahoma City bombing, and it now houses the Bombing Museum. The east half of that building is being redeveloped into Class A office space, and the city's giving $4.75 million in assistance. Now, what happened recently is they changed when the payouts are going to come, and they got a commitment for more money from the developer. Like you said, there's also a parking garage across the street that used to be the YMCA site. Right now, it's a surface lot.
And as you just mentioned, it is kind of a sensitive site because of what's directly to the south, and that's the Oklahoma City National Memorial. And the Journal Record building also houses the museum. Here's an exchange from Tuesday's city council meeting between city manager Jim Couch and Ward 2 councilman Ed Shadid.
This is one of the harder projects that we've ever done. This may make Miss Girvin look easy. We've had the building.
That's saying something.
What's that?
That's saying something.
It is, but it's true. We've had, I don't know how many false starts on this building. It's upside down financially. It's a marginal building, but it needs to be. You know, it's a building that has to be saved because of the emotional ties to it with the memorial and the other issues. But it's a very challenging project to get on its feet, and it would not be redeveloped without TIF.
And, of course, Jim Couch just mentioned the Skirvin, and that's the historic downtown hotel that was vacant for years before a $54 million renovation about 10 years ago. He called this Journal Record building project one of the best examples of the but-for policy when it comes to using these tax increment financing districts, or TIFs. As we've mentioned before, these kind of embody the public-private partnership between the city and developers. What did he mean by that but-for policy?
Yeah, these economic incentives can be kind of controversial. Oklahoma City Councilman Ed Shadid is really concerned about giving taxpayer money away to projects that would be built even if there wasn't city support. It comes up a lot with big box retailers. But when they say a but-for project, what they mean is something that wouldn't happen without that public assistance. That's believed that the Skirvin was that way. And so the city thinks that funding these sorts of projects can make or break a deal, and having more office space in this area will really revitalize the area. It could cause other development, and it should generate more taxes, so it should be a good investment.
And we've put the video of Tuesday's city council meeting on our website, kgou.org. The Journal Record building discussion starts about 14 minutes in. Let's look ahead now to November, when voters in Oklahoma County could see a ballot question for a new jail facility, and there's also possible legal action by the U.S. Department of Justice. Tell me about this. What's the background here?
Yeah, the new county jail opened west of downtown in 1991, and it had problems from the start, everything from leaks to design flaws that allowed people to escape, which is, you know, kind of the number one thing you want in a jail. More importantly, the U.S. Department of Justice found that medical care was so lacking that it violated inmates' civil rights, and there was a memorandum of understanding to fix some of the problems, and while there's been some progress, the feds have notified the county that a lawsuit could come soon because not everything was fixed.
And what are some of the competing ideas for how to deal with this problem based on your paper's reporting? It sounds like the county commissioners, Oklahoma County Sheriff John Wetzel, and city manager Jim Couch, who we heard from earlier, they all disagree about the best way to proceed.
Right. You know, if the feds do come in and win a lawsuit, that could force a change right away, which would probably mean property taxes go up pretty drastically. If we're talking about a $350 million jail, that's an extra $226 per year on every $100,000 value in a home for 3 years. It's pretty significant. So the other idea is to do a small sales tax over time, like MAPS. Sheriff Wetzel has mentioned that it could be 0.2 cents for 15 years to raise $300 million. And some people are in favor of that, but at least one of the county commissioners really doesn't want there to be any sort of tax increase. And, you know, it's one of those things. People with MAPS are willing to pay a little bit of sales tax to get parks and an arena, but voters don't see as much fun from funding a new jail.
So what's next at this point?
The committee's going to meet again in June, and there's the possible lawsuit looming, and they expect to come up with a plan that they could look at putting in front of voters later this year.
That's Adam Brooks, the managing editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Thanks, as always, for being here. And we're actually going to check in again with you on Monday as part of a panel discussion on the 2015 legislative session. And your newspaper is also publishing a special session wrap-up edition on that Monday as well. Looking forward to hearing from you then.
Me too.